The speaker you are about to hear comes from Stavanger in Norway. You'll notice a few features, and I just want to lift these out for you. The TH gets substituted, not always, but sometimes with a D in both initial and final word position. The R's are American, and therefore the accent tends to be rhotic as well. So you'll have a listen to that, and the speaker at the end talks about the fact that a lot of people in Norway will use English with a more American flavoured accent. And the other feature, perhaps just to listen out for, is the not voicing, rather than the devoicing, but the not voicing of S's. So have a listen to the sentence with the word poison, which you'll hear articulated as poison, and his also is sounded as hiss.
Medea was the infamous princess of the kingdom of Kolish. She was daughter to King Aetes, keeper of the Golden Fleece. Jason led his best men to help find the legendary fleece. Additional traps were set that hampered capture of the fleece. But Medea lusted after Jason and hurried to undo her father. She killed the serpent guarding the fleeces and murdered her brother, hurling his dismembered corpse into the sea. Aetes pursued Medea and Jason, gathering up his son's remains. After the Argo returned to Iolcus, Jason was aghast to learn of his father's passing. His uncle, Peleus, was now in office, blocking Jason's right to the throne of Iolcus. Medea promised the daughters of Peleus that her sorcery would restore his youthfulness. They should have looked as Medea cooked up her revenge. Meanwhile, Jason grew fretful at his futile exclusion and so wooed a new bride. A tearful Medea feared she was no longer a peer in Jason's plans. Jason did not care that Medea would not be spared punishment. Cruel Medea was sure to find a cure and lure Jason into her plot. Medea savored her base plans as her children played safely. Coiled with rage, her anger boiled as she poisoned her rival. The poisoned crown about Glaucus' head made her shout aloud. The sight of Jason's wife as she cried out in her plight was terrifying. Goaded by Jason's loathing, Medea strove to oppose his betrayal. Medea was a destroyer. Jason had sired her children, but his betrayal fired her revenge. In the final hours, Medea cowered at her sour turn of fate. There was no fairer pair of boys than her sons for whom she cared. Her heart beat slower as Medea lowered the dagger. How homeless Medea hated the betrayal by her husband Jason. Her thoughtless thirst for revenge threatened her children's lives. Sailing and searching for the fleece was exciting but exhausting. Love and lust are the linchpins of legendary tales. Rarely do mothers wreak such bloody revenge upon their former lovers. This bitter battle was not fitting or fought fairly. I made you, Jason. Betrayed my own fathers, my royal line, ran mad for you, after you to Iolcus, Peleus' palace, more passion than sense. I killed King Peleus to keep you secure, killed him by tricking his loving daughters to unwitting patricide, horror, and another royal household destroyed. Where am I to go? To my father's house, perhaps? Oh yes, the father I betrayed to go with you? To Peleus' daughters? They'd welcome me with open arms that glad we did the old man in. This is the state I'm in. My friends and family are history. They hate me now. I made enemies of everyone I ever loved for you, hurt those I had no need to hurt for you, and in return you made me the happiest woman in Greece, envied by all. What a husband. Lucky woman, you could 100% trust him to betray you. And here's his wedding presents to himself, ruthless penury for his discarded beggar's wife and brats.
I'm from Norway, so English is my second language. Norway is a very Americanized country in many ways. We are very influenced by American movies, music, television programs and such, so therefore a lot of Norwegians, including myself, speak English with a more American sound to it. Although I have had teachers who spoke more British English, I speak more English with an American sound. A lot of people in Norway speak English very well. I come from a place in Norway where they speak maybe better English than on the east side of Norway. There you can hear the Norwegian accent a bit more than in my accent, because my accent is more compatible, I guess, with the English language. What I do, though, which comes from Norwegian, is that I speak a bit more melodic, and that's because Norwegian is a melodic language with a lot of ups and downs, and yeah.